Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. An update on the arrest of a man with a gun at Saturday's No Kings rally in Westchester. Our partners at NBC 10 confirmed police executing a search warrant at 31-year-old suspect Kevin Krebs' house on Conestoga Road in Malvern, found what is believed to be a pipe bomb inside the house. A number of different agencies reported to the house for the investigation. NBC 10 spoke to this neighbor.
Very concerning. Very concerning. You just never know what's going to happen where you live.
Court documents revealed Krebs was also in possession of other types of weapons at the No Kings rally. He was originally arrested for possessing an unlicensed firearm at the intersection of High Street and Gay Street in Westchester. There has been a conviction in the murder and butchering of a transgender woman in Philadelphia 5 years ago. KYW's Sean McDevitt reports the mother of the victim is speaking publicly about the death of her daughter for the first time.
42-year-old Akhenaten Jones has been charged with first-degree murder for the stabbing, death, and dismemberment of Dominique Remy Fells, a 27-year-old transgender woman whose dismembered body was found in and along the Schuylkill River in June of 2020. Jones is scheduled to be sentenced in September.
Dominique's life mattered, and we will continue to honor her memory every day.
Terry Fells Edmonds says justice has been served, but it doesn't take away the pain of losing her daughter.
Today, our family gets back their time. Time to heal, time to grow beyond this experience, time to learn how to live again.
Assistant District Attorney Ashley Toslowski has been on the case for 5 years. She says the truth as to why Jones committed the crime may never be known.
I think it's one of the most savage and personal and hateful crimes I've ever seen, to stab her 40 times. I could think of nothing more hateful.
The ADA says even though the crime was full of hate, it couldn't have been charged as a hate crime. In Pennsylvania, LGBTQ plus individuals are not covered by the hate crime statute. It's about race and race alone. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
A man accused of killing a Philadelphia police officer was in front of a judge Monday, and first-degree murder charges against him were upheld. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains, the officer died 3 months after he was allegedly shot by Ramon Rodriguez Vasquez.
Sniffles and sobs were heard as prosecutors played body camera video from Jamie Roman's uniform. 31-year-old Roman and his partner pulled over Vasquez for about 20 minutes on June 22nd of 2024. The interaction is calm and Vasquez complies until Roman's partner sees a holster and goes to ask Vasquez. He takes off, they say, and then suddenly there's a loud pop, 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 and Roman drops motionless on his side behind a tire. Blood begins to pool. Homicide supervisor for the district attorney's office, Bob Wainwright.
The way he spins around, squares up, and fires 3 shots, there's a specific intent to kill.
A medical examiner testified that Roman was shot in the ear. The bullet exited his cheek. Surveillance video picks up the chase where prosecutors say Vasquez unsuccessfully tries to carjack someone, and a few blocks away, he forcefully enters the home of a man who is sitting on a stoop. Vasquez was eventually arrested after a brief barricade. Judge David Shooter upheld most of the charges, including murder of a law enforcement officer in the first degree, murder, kidnapping, and related offenses. Widows for other fallen officers were in the courtroom supporting the Roman family, including the widow of Temple University police officer Christopher Fitzgerald.
Officer Fitzgerald and Jamie Roman, Officer Roman, were in the same academy class together.
The trial for Fitzgerald's murder is set to begin next week. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Soccer fans are all over the city as 8 FIFA Club World Cup games are being hosted at Lincoln Financial Field. KYW's Sunny Morgan spoke to fans at a pep rally before the first game yesterday.
Fans took to the art museum steps with their red jerseys on and flags in the air to cheer on Flamengo, the biggest soccer club in Brazil. Marcus Rito, who flew in from Brazil, says he's been a fan since he was a kid.
The supporters were united here to Flamengo songs and too much Flamengo supporters here. And I like very much for this. And Flamengo is the most popular team in Brazil with 45 million 45 million supporters.
On Monday night, Flamengo played against a club from Tunisia in Northern Africa. Most fans, like Pedro Lucas, enjoy traveling with the team and sharing them with other countries.
That's an emotional moment because we can see different cultures around us. We can see how the Americans can see the soccer.
Yeah.
That's a great experience for the next year, because next year we have the World Cup.
Gabriel, who was waiting in line for a picture with the Rocky statue, has full confidence in his team.
It was a long flight. We came to New York. We're in New York, but we came by train here. And yeah, it's been nice. Flamengo always wins, and I hope to see that again today.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And by the way, Flamengo beat Tunis last night 2-0. And that's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.